They're synthetic chemicals that mimic the effects of the active ingredient in marijuana, which is THC. And they're produced as crystalline form, and then they're mixed with a variety of herbs, usually by throwing them in a cement mixer with some acetone to solubilize it, and then they package it and they sell it. The thing is, there's about, well over 100 varieties of THC, and they change day to day, basically, depending on who's making them.
So what you get depends on who you buy it from.
Correct. Now, the N-bomb is where you've got people who are taking chemicals. Basically, they refer to them more as research chemicals, and they're creating varieties of speed or psychedelic amphetamines. And it's sold often as LSD, but it's much more potent as an amphetamine. So you have this sympathetic or agitated state that's connected to the hallucinations, which the pair together can be dangerous. And one thing that I'll mention about the N-bomb is that there's not a lot of real LSD out there. So if someone is selling LSD, beware. One of the ways people have said that they can tell the difference is by the taste. Real LSD is not supposed to have any taste associated with it. Maybe a little bit of a metallic taste, but the N-bomb is very bitter.
Are the synthetic drugs more potent than real marijuana or real LSD?
Yes, much more potent. Synthetic THCs are, you know, anywhere from 2 to 10 times as potent on the cannabinoid receptors in the brain. The N-bomb is about as potent as LSD on some of the 5-HT2A receptors in the brain. And that's saying something because we're talking about microgram quantities, and most people think it's like regular speed, so they can take a pill or snort a little bit of powder, and that's way too much. I mean, you can't really even weigh out the microgram amount that you would use to have a normal trip. And that's one of the problems that these people are having, is they're overdosing because they're equating it to another drug that they're more familiar with.
And they have no idea how much they're taking.
One drop has killed a person in Australia, and, you know, just snorting it has killed people here in Texas.
If the customer doesn't know what he or she is getting when they buy this exactly, this must present quite a difficulty in the emergency room.
Fortunately, we do have general antidotes that we can use to control agitation and seizures. You know, good supportive care will usually keep these folks alive. But a lot of deaths have resulted from seizures and aspiration or cardiac arrhythmias, which are all fairly sudden events in young people. So those folks are coming in dead, and we can't help them. But yeah, it's very difficult to sort out what drug is being used. You know, so what is the solution for that? You know, realistically, it's hard to say, just don't use drugs. You know, we know people use drugs, and the challenge is that people need to know what is in front of them. There's so many different chemicals out there. People need to become more sophisticated and ask the question, what is this? And know what it is they're putting into their body.